You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM at KVON.com.
And it is time now for our regular Monday visit with Dr. Karen Relucio, Napa County's public health officer. Of course, our focus and the reason for the weekly chat is the coronavirus. Dr. Relucio, welcome back.
Thank you, Barry. Good morning.
Good morning to you. It's been 2 weeks since we talked because of the holiday last week, and a lot has happened in that 2 weeks. What's the thumbnail sketch of where we stand starting this new week today?
Yeah, so our cases are going down, which is great. As of last week, our testing positivity rate was in the orange tier. Our health equity testing positivity rate was in the red tier. Yet our case rate is still in purple. So we are getting to the point where we're starting to move towards getting to the red range. And I'm hoping that we have good news tomorrow, at least where our cases and our, the whole profile looks like we're in the red tier. It doesn't mean we're moving to the red tier. You have to have measurements that put you there for 2 weeks consecutively before we advance to the red tier. So I'm just hoping that tomorrow there is some good news there.
Every week it's Tuesday when the state comes out with its numbers, which dictate what's going to happen in the next week or two ahead. So if we were to be, if those numbers are where you want them to be tomorrow, that would indicate that we might move to the red tier 2 weeks from tomorrow. Am I reading that correctly?
That is correct.
Okay. So something to plant in your brain if you are a business person and you're anticipating when you might be able to resume some activities. What would be, remind us of the main difference between being in the purple tier and the red tier as far as what's permissible?
Yeah, so for example, restaurants and winery can be opened indoors at 25% capacity. Gyms and fitness centers can open indoors up to a capacity of 10%. So those are probably the biggest ones that's probably going to be the biggest changes that we see. In addition, I think that family entertainment centers might be able to open 25%, but I have to look that up. I mean, they're all, I think the best thing to do is just to go to covid19.ca.gov. and then figure out which sectors could be opened based on, based on the tier assignment.
Mm-hmm. And again, at least a couple of weeks to be prepared for that, but that would be the next level of change. Clearly, I haven't heard anybody argue with the idea that the big surge we saw had a lot to do with the holidays and people gathering and people probably with pandemic fatigue and doing things they shouldn't have done. Is that all accurate based on your perception? And is it just a matter of having gotten through that surge that shows these reduced numbers?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think that the stay-at-home order did help. But I also think the other factor is that, with people getting natural infection, we're seeing more community immunity. And of course, we do have a small segment of the population that has been vaccinated, which also decreases, the risk of infection. So I think that there are several things coming into play that are helping decrease our cases.
Mm-hmm. Last I remember, I haven't seen a recent number, but we have Napa County has administered 35,000 to 40,000 vaccine doses now.
41,000.
41,000. It wasn't too far off.
Yeah.
And if you add to that almost 10,000, 9 to 10,000 people who have had the disease for sure. So now you're getting to about 50,000 who must have some level of antibodies.
Or I would say some level of immunity. That might be. Yeah. I think it's really important to remember that when we talk about vaccines administered, they're not all Napa County residents. For example, when the state had put out the framework on who we should prioritize for vaccination, they basically said healthcare workers. So that these are people that work and live in Napa County, as well as long-term care facility. So I think that part of the decrease in outbreaks has been trying to make sure that we vaccinate congregate care facilities with high-risk individuals in it, as well as the healthcare workers. So I think that a lot of people translate the numbers that we vaccinate is just all Napa County residents, and it's not. It's also people that work in Napa County.
Sure. And I'm sure vice versa, some Napa County residents are getting vaccinated in other counties, right?
That's correct, yes. For example, if you're a healthcare worker or you're in the highest priority phase 1B tiers, if you work outside of the county, it's certainly possible that you may be vaccinating in the county that you work. And we're seeing this with healthcare workers. So, yes, that's certainly a possibility.
The one other question some people are asking around the reduced case rates right now is about testing. And the question is, are we seeing fewer positive cases reported because we're doing less testing?
Yeah, so that's a great point. We are seeing, I think that even with testing, though, the percentage of people that are positive are reducing anyway. And the state does account for, our case rates based on our testing positivity rates and our testing rates. And we're still above the statewide median. So we're not testing as much as we used to. But I think that when, there was a lot of testing happening, this was at a time where there were a lot of cases. And there were a lot of people in contact with cases that needed to get tested because of exposure. So that naturally increased demand. But now we're seeing less. The testing demand is also down. So it could be a combination of both testing fatigue and being a little more focused on vaccination and the fact that we're seeing decreases in cases and contacts to COVID-19.
Very interesting. Yeah. And looking at the positivity rate is a good measurement of that, isn't it? Because regardless whether you test 100 people or 1,000 people, the positivity rate percentage is a really clear indicator, correct?
Yes, it is. When we were at our peak, so we, our case rates that were adjusted were like 50 per 100,000. And we had peaked out at like 10.8%. And that was in the beginning of January. And now we're seeing it in the orange range. So the testing positivity rate has gone way down.
The statewide number released yesterday, 7-day positivity rate was 3.1, 14-day rate was 3.5. So again, that's statewide, just as a reference point. So let's talk about vaccine issues now. It's been, as you know, confusing for the general public because so many different things to sign up for, so many different offers, all the federal pharmacy partners coming out with their announcements. People are vaccine shopping, trying to find a place where they can get a shot. What is the overriding message right now for Napa County residents about the vaccine? What should they know? What should they do?
Well, I think there are going to be several options for people to get vaccinated. They can either get vaccinated through us, which means, you should have signed up hopefully in our vaccine interest form. We're still pulling from that. You should also sign up on MyTurn, because there are other opportunities. For example, the Oakland Coliseum, which is opened, is a federal supply of vaccine. So they're not getting it from the state, but they're getting it directly from the federal government, and it's operated by FEMA, and so that's they are accepting more than just Alameda County residents. Rite Aid provides 20 shots a day through the CDC Federal Retail Pharmacy Partnership. CVS is also part of that, and I don't believe CVS in our county is offering vaccines, but I know that they had offered it in other counties. It's possible that they've expanded the opportunities for CVS to offer this. So that's something to look out for. And then, healthcare systems, I can tell you right now that, Kaiser is being allocated 20% of the statewide supply of vaccine. So pretty soon, Kaiser members will be able to get vaccinated. And my understanding is that healthcare systems that are multi-county entities, such as Adventist Health St. Helena, Kaiser, and Providence St. Joseph, not only are expected to vaccinate their patients, but they're also expected to vaccinate other members of the community just to increase access to vaccines.
I've heard exactly that, and Sutter Health was also mentioned in that category.
Yes, Sutter Health is also part of that category.
Mm-hmm. So I guess, you know, it's sort of a consumer's choice at this stage of the game. If you're in one of the categories that is getting the shots, you have multiple opportunities to look around and say, well, do I want to try the CVS thing? Do I want to wait to hear from the county? That's a correct description of the situation?
Yes. And just to let you know, though, even though there are more choices of where you can shop around for a vaccine, there's still not enough vaccine to get everybody in, the phase 1B category. So that's the biggest. It's a big category. I think a lot of phase 1A, which is the healthcare workers in various settings and long-term care residents, I think most of them are taken care of, and we're seeing a slowdown in demand from phase 1A, except for people that pretend they're phase 1A. with phase 1B, which includes 65 plus, education and childcare, emergency services workers, and food and agriculture. That is a big group. For example, just people 65 years of age or older in Napa County amount to over 25,000 people, which means you need 50,000 vaccine doses in order to get 65 plus. And so far, we've only gotten 41,000 doses. We've only gotten 45,000 doses of vaccine. So that's half the amount needed for 65 plus. So I think that, I'm just trying to put this into perspective, mainly because I think there are people that are naturally waiting for vaccine and very upset that they're not getting one. And I think that we're at the point where we're at a shortage, and we have to follow state guidance, which is to vaccinate 65 plus and the three sector categories that I just mentioned in phase 1B. Once we get through that, on effective March 15th, they're going to open up eligibility for people that are aged 16 to 64 years of age with high-risk medical conditions, and they are pretty specific as to what those are. So I think that's going to be on March 15th. So we're getting a lot of, demand for people that have underlying medical conditions that want to get vaccinated, that will open up on March 15th.
We're talking with Dr. Karen Reluccio, Napa County's public health officer, getting our weekly update on the status of coronavirus in Napa County and the things we need to know so we can proceed ahead. Some optimistic statements were part of a story that I mentioned from the LA Times earlier today. One of those people being optimistic was with Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. Another was the doctor from UCSF, who's gotten a lot of airtime and newsprint with his speculations and points of view. In general, the tone of the story was, we don't think there's going to be a big fourth wave. We think 2021 will be very different from 2020. What's your initial reaction to hearing that kind of story?
I have to agree that I'm hoping that this is, the last stay-at-home order was the one that we experienced in December and January. We are seeing a lot more people that are, between having natural infection and then being vaccinated. That is improving community immunity. And, that part's important because once you've had, you have seen your body has recognized COVID-19 in either form, that decreases the risk of infection or else complicated infection, meaning you're hospitalized or dying from COVID-19. So we know that the vaccine does definitely decrease the risk of complications from being infected from COVID-19.
And that would seem to me, the idea that in other stories that you'll read over this past weekend that are less encouraging, I guess, in some ways, is that this virus will become endemic, meaning that it's always around. We will always have coronavirus. SARS-CoV-2 will be part of our lives for as long as we live. And that kind of sounds negative, but the severity of it should decrease because of the vaccine. And is that an accurate approach to it? And then the follow-up question to that, of course, is what about these new variants that we keep hearing about?
Yeah, I think it will be endemic. So, you just think about the 1918 influenza pandemic, how severe that was. And it became endemic as part of the, flu viruses that circulate every year. So I think that with COVID-19, it's going to be part of those viruses that circulate. I think the other thing is that, it mutates a lot. So I anticipate that we could have a yearly, COVID-19 vaccine or SARS-CoV-2 vaccine, just because, we know that it mutates a lot. There are different variants. And it's a matter of, making sure you can find a vaccine that can get to multiple variants. I think that it will be part of our, it will be part of the circulating viruses that we get vaccinated for mm-hmm. on a regular basis.
Yeah. So a year from now, it might be that you're going to get your flu shot and your COVID shot.
That's certainly possible.
Mm-hmm. One other question on the priority groups for the vaccine. There's been a lot of back and forth about teachers and high-risk workers like grocery store people and so on. How is that factoring in? I saw one reference to that Napa County was prioritizing teachers over 65 as a focus group. Is that true?
No, that is not true at all. We've been predominantly focused on... we've been really focusing on 75 plus, mainly because 65 plus is a huge group.
Right.
I think the direction that we're being given is that, we focus 70% of our doses on 65 plus and 30% on all the other sectors that are within that tier or that phase and tier. When Governor Newsom announced you should do 10% for teachers, or for education and childcare, well, there's also 10% for food and ag and 10% for emergency services workers. So that is not true that we're prioritizing teachers over 65 plus. And in fact, when we've had a shortage of second doses, we made sure that people that are 75 plus got their second dose on time. So I do want to dispel that rumor.
Very good. And I think that's all the time we have for today, but really informative segment right here with Dr. Karen Relucio, Napa County's public health officer. Thank you for your time. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next Monday.
Okay. Thank you, Barry. Okay. Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
You're listening to the Wine Country Live Morning Show with Barry Martin
on KVON Napa, 1440 AM and KVON.com.